Democrats seem to be rallying around Biden for 2024, and Kevin McCarthy might not have the votes to become Speaker. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day and lots of laughs, too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.
You guys, okay, before we get to anything at all, I have to share with you this email that we got about Bone Frog, because we've been talking about Bone Frog Coffee, bonefrogcoffee.com, for several weeks now. One of our new favorite sponsors, because their coffee is so delicious. And we've been talking about their service. Their service is amazing. You get the thank you card, the personally written thank you card when you order from them, because you're helping good causes with our vets and SEALs in particular. Cynthia Lee sends this email and she says, "My chicks, I cannot even get over the customer service just now. Today's my off work day and I've been hitting up all the sponsors so hard for Christmas shopping."
I love it. I love it.
She says, "I get to the Bone Frog site, I chose my coffee, and nothing. It wouldn't let me order. It said my email was invalid. What the hell? I contacted the company, the amazing company, about this issue, and they called me. Tim, the CEO and founder, emailed me back and said Mark from tech support would be in touch. 40 minutes later, I get a phone call from Washington State. Mark doesn't know why their website doesn't like my email addresses, but he took my order right then and there, and coffee is on the way."
I believe this, it.
Right? I mean, they're amazing.
It's like a team of SEALs. A team of SEALs came to her house. They like parachuted in. They all parachuted in. They're like, "What can we do, ma'am? What can we do?
We're SEALs. We're here to help."
Totally. This is what happened.
It said, "This is the stuff that never happens in real life. And without even tasting the beans yet, they have a loyal customer. Customer support is everything. And I know, because it's what I do. And they do it better than well. Thank you for always choosing awesome folks to support you. It is a gift and it pays off in beans. I mean, spades. P.S. I also got Cozy Earth jammies and pillowcases, heat holder socks, Genucel and Eden Pure. Happiest of Thanksgiving weeks." That's from Cynthia.
So great. You guys, Bone Frog is the best. It is the yummiest coffee, the best coffee on the planet. And we love these guys.
Love them so
much. Love them. And if you have trouble, they really will parachute to your house. I'm not exaggerating.
They probably would.
Maybe a little. Maybe a little bit. A girl can dream.
Anyway, if you get a subscription, go to bonefrogcoffee.com. You'll get 5% off of your subscription when you say that you heard about Bone Frog from the Chicks on the Right. So check them out. You're going to love their stuff. We promise. It's delicious. Absolutely delicious. All right. We got to talk about some Kanye, you guys. And it's not because we want to. It's because it is the biggest news story of the day, which is also a story because I sat down and I thought, I'm going to watch Fox tonight. I'm going to see what Jesse says. I'm going to see what Tucker says. Tucker had Kanye on his show. You remember what, like a month ago?
Yeah, it was
big,
like a month.
Big, giant month, sit down interview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I figured, of all people, it'd be Jesse and it'd be Tucker to talk about the absolute shit show that took place on Alex Jones's podcast yesterday. Not a word.
Yeah. Well, not only does Tucker, he had Kanye on, but he has Candace on quite a bit.
And Candace, she is also not saying a word.
Candace and Kanye are thick as thieves, right? I mean, they're pretty close. So it is kind of weird. She hasn't said anything either, has she?
Not yet. And I looked, she posted like a clip of her show from yesterday on Twitter, like 3 hours ago. I mean, so she's there, but she's not saying anything about this. And here's the weird thing. Parler, the deal with Parler is off. So within hours of this crazy Alex Jones broadcast, Parler releases a statement to the press saying he's no longer buying Parler. And that decision was reached in November. Now, when in November specifically? I don't know. Was it 2 days ago? Was it mid-November? Was it after Mar-a-Lago? I have no idea because they didn't specify. But the deal is off, which means that Candace really no longer has that business reason to sort of tread lightly. You know what I mean? Like, at first I thought, well, maybe she's defending him. Maybe she's you know, dismissing like his earlier Mar-a-Lago stuff because she wants to keep this deal alive because her husband runs Parler. But now if the deal is off, there's nothing that would stop her from really, truly condemning everything that took place on the Alex Jones show yesterday. And yet so far, nothing. So I don't know what to make of that.
Yeah. Well, but they're friends, you know,
they're friends.
They're friends.
But so are they friends? Or has it always been sort of a opportunistic sort of thing? I don't know.
Yeah, opportunistic business thing. I don't know. She talks about how they're friends. So I, you know, if you're friends, you're not going to be like condemning somebody out loud in front of everybody. You're going to condemn them in private if you're friends, you know? Like if you became a complete, total whack job out in public and you started wearing like a hat over your face and saying completely crazy things, I would probably say some stuff to you in private, you know?
Right.
I wouldn't get out in public and be like, Mock is a complete lunatic, you know, before I talk to you in private. I would pull you aside in private and be like, what are you doing, man? You know, come on. And then we'd have some come to Jesus meetings before I would get out in public. But I'm assuming they're not as close as you and I are. They probably don't have that kind of a
I have no idea you know? What that, I just what that, don't even yeah. know. So yeah. What's interesting too, is that I was like, I looked at foxnews.com last night, like while Tucker and Jesse and everybody was ignoring the story. I was like, what is going on? Like, how do you ignore the story? It's humongous.
Right.
I looked at Fox News. There was nothing. There was nothing at all. Nothing on CNN. Today, they are reporting that Elon Musk has now suspended Kanye from Twitter, which is a whole other thing, right? So my initial reaction, because and the straw that broke the camel's back, because Kanye shared some text exchanges with Elon Musk, the straw that broke the camel's back for Elon was that Kanye tweeted out a photo of a swastika inside the Star of David and said, this is going to be my new campaign logo.
Oh, my God.
And it was, I mean, he's just, it's so vile. So Elon was like, that's it.
Enough.
Like, that's, I'm done.
Already. Okay, so people are asking what he did on Alex Jones. Do you have
video? I'm going to show you. No worries. No worries. Because I'm going to give you all the goods. But I want to get some of this out first, because the big story that is being covered by the main news players is the suspension from Twitter. And so I am struggling with this, you guys. I'm struggling. I don't know where you are on this, because you and I haven't talked about it yet this morning. Mm-hmm. But we constantly say, we constantly rail against censorship. We constantly rail against the idea of hate speech or whatever that is. And so my initial reaction when he got suspended for the swastika thing was to be like, yeah, well, that's really crossing a line. That's insane, right? But then I was like,
you can't censor him.
I don't want to be a hypocrite on this issue.
No, I don't think you can censor him. I just don't think you can. Because then where does it stop, right? Unless he's threatening violence against somebody, I don't think you can do that.
He said that the swastika symbol was an incitement to violence.
Okay.
And the problem becomes, too, that now we're in this world where social media amplifies to an exponential degree voices of influencers like Kanye. So when he speaks insanity, it's a bigger deal than when I speak it. You know what I mean? Or when just like somebody off the street speaks it. It's a bigger deal because it reaches more people and therefore becomes more consequential.
Okay, so that's his rationale. His rationale is it's amplified because he's yay. So
I don't know if that's his rationale. I'm just saying.
That's what you think his rationale is.
That's actual reality. It is amplified because of who he is. Mm-hmm. And so then is it right to suspend that voice because it's a bigger voice than other voices?
Well, but then again.
I don't know.
But then you get into the discussion of who decides who's more important than whom.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And then it becomes a whole, the blue check mark thing. And who, I don't like this conversation either. So I don't know.
Makes me appreciate like the really bad position that an Elon Musk or any social media leader is in. How do they balance these? How do they do this? How do they decide what the best course of action is? I don't know. I mean, it's so complicated now with the way that social media and fame works, right?
And a town square is a town square is a town square. There's going to be, you know, jackhats who say awful things. And are you going to just have them say the things and then be willing to be an adult and walk away? Maybe there's a situation where you, I mean, I don't know how you can limit somebody seeing it or reading it. You know, is there a way that you can have like age limitations out there? You know, I don't know. Is there a way to do that? Because then you don't have the influence of like the hatred and the vitriol where you're influencing young people to do something. Yeah. Because if you have adults out there reading it, maybe they won't, you know, they can handle it and they can say, okay, well, this guy's an asshat. I'm going to go ahead and walk the other way. Because this is what happens in real life, right? I mean, we see horrible things in real life and we're like, okay, I'm a jerk. I'm not going to listen to him. I'm going to turn the other way. You know, at least we used to be able to do that.
Right.
And I feel like people can't do that now. I don't know.
Well, and again, but it goes back to who he is, right? Because if it's like my neighbor across the street that says these things or that posts a swastika and says, I'm going to run for president and this is my new logo. Literally, most people are just going to be like, who's that loser? I'm not even going to pay attention. But it's Kanye. So everybody shares what he posted. Everybody retweets it. And it goes viral like crazy because he's a newsmaker.
Right. But I don't. That's my point. Is I don't. Some people do, but I don't. I don't share his stuff because he's Kanye. And I don't share stuff from my neighbor across the street. I guess that's the
difference. But we are. We're talking about it right now. So we're sharing it because it's a news story.
We are because it's what we do. But, you know, there's people probably in our feed that are like, there's a lot of people I saw this morning. They're like, I don't give a shit what Kanye has to say. And they truly don't. They truly do not.
Which is great, except for all the people that are legitimately influenced by Kanye, like the people that, you know, put the banner over the overhead pass in LA or whatever, saying Kanye's right, Jews are awful or whatever. There, he has huge influence, whether or not we think that's appropriate. He just does. And so that's why it becomes so complicated when you think about the decisions that an Elon or whoever else has to make. It's just so complicated. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I just, man, I don't envy his position at all. Okay. So we should probably show people what happened because
totally.
It was, my God. Mm-hmm. When Alex Jones looks like the sane one, that's when you know things are bad.
Yeah, we're in bizarro world. We're in complete bizarro world.
And just to give you, you know, the background, it was Alex Jones in the center of his set, Kanye completely covered with a Balenciaga outfit, right? Like with the mask, the whole face covering, super weird. And then freaking, what's his name? Nick Fuentes.
Nick Fuentes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Who Alex Jones said at one point of this interview, he was like, this is going to be your next president, you guys. When he's old enough, he's going to be your president. I mean, all three of them are just so despicable in every way. But here, to give you a flavor for how this went, here's the first clip.
A Nazi, you don't deserve to be called that and demonized.
Well, I see good things about Hitler also. I love everyone, and Jewish people are not going to tell me, you can love, you know, us. And you can love what we're doing to you with the contracts. And you can love what we're, you know, what we're pushing with the pornography. But this guy that invented highways, invented the very microphone that I use as a musician, you can't say out loud that this person ever did anything good. And I'm done with that. I'm done with the classifications. Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
I mean, what are we... What is happening?
I think that one of the worst things about this, besides the fact, besides all the things that they're saying, is that these people claim to be on the right side of the aisle.
Right.
And I'm just like, can you just go away, all of you? Like, I'm just disgusted by that. It really does. It makes me sick to my stomach to see all of these people.
Yeah.
Like claiming to be somehow near me. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Go away.
Or like-minded,
you're not like-minded with me. Go away. Like, I don't want any, I know people are saying, don't give them attention. Well, but they're doing this. They're saying these things and they're claiming to say that they think like you. So it's important that we discuss it so you can, you can reject it.
Right. It needs to be rejected forcefully, out loud, and right. consistently. And ignoring it is not the answer, you guys. Saying, right. I don't care about Kanye is not the answer. That's just... No. We're not going to put our heads in the sand about huge issues like this. It doesn't matter that he's a celebrity. He is a newsmaker, whether or not we like it. And we're going to talk about it.
And for some reason, I don't know why this is happening, because I don't know the behind the scenes stuff of what's going on here. But for some reason, some entity, somebody, I don't know, somehow these people are claiming to be right wing conservatives, and they're propping themselves up and they're claiming to somehow want to run in 2024. How in the hell did this happen? What's going on? Why is this happening? Yeah, exactly. What's going on? We need you as a, you know, a conservative party, conservatives in general, we need to reject this and reject it often, because this man is mentally ill.
Without question. And so the hangers on, whether it's Nick or whoever, Milo, I don't know what they're doing, but there's clearly no one in Kanye's life available to him to say, you're losing it. Like you need actual help. They're continuing to just profit off of him. They're just opportunistic, horrible, awful people. Now, here's an interesting thing. I got an email this morning from Gab. So the CEO of Gab, and I guess I got it because I think like 10 years ago, I signed up for Gab when that was a thing. And I've never been on it.
Honestly, don't even know what that is. Like you have to remind me, what is it?
It's like another social, I guess. Okay. But I remember getting on it and then hearing and seeing that it was literally just all the white nationalists, like the really QAnon kind of crazies over there. And I was just like, I'm on too many other platforms. I'm not going to engage, but I'm still on the email list, right? So the CEO of Gab sends out this email with the big giant headline that says, pray for Ye. And it's a long ass email about how everyone has got him all wrong. That his appearance on that podcast yesterday was all about demonstrating love of Jesus. And in fact, let me just read you this one part. It's unthinkable and sad that many Christians are failing to understand this basic biblical concept and are once again taking the lying media headlines at face value. How many times do we need to learn this lesson? The red media is not our friend. All they do is lie, misrepresent, and fabricate to form fear and drive people away from the truth. So they're trying to say, they're excusing Kanye by saying, he's just preaching love, and love means even loving crazy people like Hitler. That's all he's doing. And I mean, you guys, that's just not what's happening, okay? That's not what's happening. And to give you more evidence, here's another clip.
I've said it, the most Nazi-like activities I've seen, and the Nazis, in my view, were thugs that shook people down, did a lot of really bad things.
But they did good things, too. We're going to stop dissing the Nazis all the time.
Okay. We're going to get to that.
I mean...
What are you doing? Guys, come on. Can you just? Oh
my God! We have to
stop. Just what? What?
Oh my God! Okay, and so the last clip that I'm going to show you is apparently Kanye had never heard of Benjamin Netanyahu until like 2 days ago, and so
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. At least unless. Kanye's kidding. I mean, those are his words, but he decided to mock Netanyahu, and he brought with him like a net, like a little net that you would use to clear out a fish tank. You know what I'm saying? Like the little filter nets, a net and a bottle of Yoo-hoo milk in order to represent Netanyahu. That was his take. And then this is what happened.
For the ADL, they are gonna have to listen up. What we did is we brought Netanyahu with us.
I'm in the Twilight Zone right now.
Netanyahu, what do you have to say? What do you have to say to Alex Jones right now, Nick Fuentes, and Ye? It was bad. It was bad for Trump to meet with Nick and Ye. Okay. I had no idea your voice is going to sound like that, Netanyahu.
So you don't like Benjamin Netanyahu?
I just heard about this guy 2 weeks ago since like the tweet, and I thought he had a funny name. I heard he's like really into like, he's like a super killer, and I could die for saying this. So in case this the last time you ever hear from me.
Well, look.
Yeah, he should totally be president, you guys. Totally.
I mean, it's
right.
He's just completely off the rails, And so the whole thing from Gab saying, oh, you just don't understand. This is his way of sharing Jesus with the world.
No,
this is why I'm not on Gab. Okay. So that sealed the deal for me on Gab, because I was just like, oh my God, what is even happening?
People are like, I can't even believe what I'm watching.
Right? Yeah.
You know, when Mach and I got into politics like 14 years ago, if you would have told me we would be talking about this today, I'd be like, you're out of your freaking mind. There's no way. I couldn't even make this stuff up in a crazy world. Like, we couldn't have been drunk out of our minds writing this. Like, you'd be like, oh my God, Kanye's talking about and he's talking about Net and a Yahoo and a, like, there's just no way I would have been able to write this. Like,
you can't
on a binge. Like, there's just, it's craziness.
It's beyond crazy. It's just beyond crazy.
Nuts.
But I'll tell you what's not crazy. And that is the idea of getting into a gloriously warm hot tub or swim spa from masterspas.com/jokes.
Right now. right this second. We're talking about this stuff. Right.
If there was ever a greater need or a greater time to need de-stressing, I can't think of one.
Right now. I can't even imagine what 2024 is going to be like. Like, get one right now so you're ready for 2024 and the craziness that is 2024. Seriously, like, our pool right now is like 58 degrees. It's really cold.
Oh my God.
And I live in Texas. And so there are days where I'm like, I think we're going to probably have to get a spa. Because, you know, I normally wouldn't need one here in Texas, but now I think we're going to need one. Because I really do. We had a spa in Indiana, and I used it all the time, you guys. Oh my God, we used it all the time.
It's just the best. In the winter, to still be able to go outside
and
also be nice and toasty, it's the greatest thing ever.
In it all the time. They're so fantastic. So you guys, you can get a coupon, like get $1,000 off a Michael Phelps swim spa and then $500 off any other hot tub. They're fantastic. They really are. We, as a family, we were in it all the time. They're great.
Masterspas.com/chicks. All right. Enough of the Kanye stuff. I saw a couple of super stickers. I'm so sorry I didn't recognize them, but we were just on a roll. I'm sorry. Thank you so much for those. I need to share with everybody, and especially you, an email that we got that it was one of those things where I got just absolute chills. And I thought, man, I have to share this because it's just an extraordinary story and you're going to absolutely freak out and everybody needs to hear this. This comes from Leisha Bottoms in Ratcliffe, Arkansas.
Okay.
And Leisha writes, I'm going to try to keep this brief. I was driving back from my chicken houses in the flatbed one-ton farm truck last Monday, the 28th. A man in a truck rear-ended me as I slowed to pull into my driveway, and he never hit his brakes. He slammed into the back of the flatbed, sending me backward into the rear window, shattering the glass, and sending my head slamming into the headache rack. I have no memory of this, as I was knocked completely unconscious. I came to soaked in blood and covered in glass. I didn't know where I was, and I could hear someone talking. I couldn't find my phone, and I scrambled around to find it, and the voices led me directly to it. Whose voices? Mach and Daisy. I'd been listening to your Monday podcast on my phone when I was hit. I held my phone in my bloody hand, and I was able to hand it to a woman that had stopped to help so she could call my husband. If not for your voices, I would not have found my phone in all the farm tools and the things that farm trucks tend to accumulate. I have a concussion, multiple contusions all over my body, a black eye, and a 7-inch gash across the back of my head that required 20 stitches. I love listening to you and often put you on while I'm walking chickens or driving to my second job where we own an embroidery business. You make me laugh. You make me think. You woke me from unconsciousness, covered in blood and glass, but thank God I am alive. How I wasn't killed or injured grievously is a miracle. I wanted to tell you how you helped me a tiny bit in a really bad time. I love you gals.
Oh my God, that is so sweet.
I mean,
you didn't tell me. I almost started crying. I was trying not to cry. It's so sweet.
I know. It's and I could not like I was reading it and I was like on the edge of my chair going, this is just.
I'm so glad that she's okay. Cow. I'm so glad she's okay.
Yeah. Isn't that extraordinary? God.
That really, really is.
I just,
God, wow. Bless her.
Whew.
I know, anyway, right?
I had to share it. Oh, somebody's you told crying.
Me, I know you told me chills. You didn't tell me that I was almost going to cry.
I know. But I just, holy cow, right? Like that's a story. That is just, wow.
Yeah, that is extraordinary.
Yes. Oh, okay. I'm seeing some big guys, wifey. Can you beautiful ladies shout out to my son, Jesse Thomas? He's Jesse. 29 years
Happy
old today.
Birthday,
Happy
Jesse.
Birthday. Thank you, Michael Chapman.
He's almost at the dirty 30.
That's right. That's right. Also, quick mention, my name today is obviously because of Emmanuel Macron. And his wife who were invited to the White House for the first of Biden's state dinners.
He's the one, just to interject, he's the one with the wife who was his teacher, who basically is like the Mary Kay Letourneau, right?
Correct. That's correct.
Okay, so his wife was his teacher and they did a little bounce, chicka, bow, bow, bow. Yeah. And I never look at them like, I'm always like, that's inappropriate.
But they've been married for decades now.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, she's quite a bit older than he is. Mm-hmm. And they are super, super tight with Joe and Jill Biden. I will say, and you know, you can go and look at the pictures online of all the celebrities that were there, like freaking Chrissy Teigen and Jennifer Garner. And I don't even know why other people. But I will say, for once, Jill Biden didn't look awful. Like, yes, she didn't wear an awful dress. It was actually
wasn't wearing
really
drapes.
Lovely.
She was not wearing drapes. And it was, yeah, she must have gotten a stylist for this one.
She looked, congratulations. She looked very, very good. Very good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there. Also, did you guys see, I don't have the clip, unfortunately, but you can find it easily. When there was a point at which Joe Biden and Macron greeted each other, and it was a 42-second long handshake. The most cringe and awkward thing I have ever witnessed. It was so weird. Biden wouldn't let go. He just wouldn't let go. And then he wasn't talking. He was just gripping and like looking like he does, you know, with the weird, confused face.
I feel like, God. I feel like Frenchmen are okay with that. You know? I'm just putting that out there.
Do you think Macron was like, ho, ho, ho?
He was like, ho, ho, ho. Ah, I'm okay with this. Oui, oui. You know?
It was just bizarre, you guys. It was bizarre. Okay, switching gears. I wanted to share a flashback. I can't tell you exactly when this is from, but it was from obviously way before COVID. And it's of Fauci being interviewed. I'm not sure who the interviewer is. It's an older gentleman. But I wanted to play this specifically because it's remarkable to see Fauci mock the idea of wearing masks to protect yourself from infection and to also promote all the things that normal people, rational people, common sense people have said should be promoted in the fight against COVID. Things like exercise, keeping your weight down, eating right, sleep, the basics, right? And so it's just, this is like a whole different Fauci. You're not even going to recognize the words coming out of his face. Listen.
An infectious disease and having to have you as my doctor is what? Wearing a mask?
No.
You do that? If somebody's, I can see they're getting ready to sneeze or cough, walk away.
You avoid all the paranoid aspects and do something positive. A, good diet. B, you don't smoke, I know. I know you don't drink, at least not very much, so that's pretty good. Get some exercise. I know that you don't get as much exercise as you should.
That's correct.
Get good sleep. I think that the normal, low-tech, healthy things are the best thing that you can do, David, is stay healthy.
All right, well, I'm going to try to do that, and hopefully when I next see you, I will be even healthier than I am today.
Oh, my God. So again, the check hadn't cleared yet. Like it hadn't cleared. And that wasn't that long ago. I was expecting,
it really wasn't.
I was expecting him to have dark hair and to be super young. And he was older in that clip. Mm-hmm. So it's remarkable to see that because my goodness, this was not that long ago. Does he not know that we can get videos and like pull them up and see them now? I mean, does he not understand the world of technology?
It's amazing, right? For him to, because you saw at the very beginning when the, when he suggested masks, that guy suggested masks. He was like, oh, like he was a laughable concept. It was a paranoid thing to do, to wear a mask.
Yeah. And now he's like, you need to quadruple and quintuple mask.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is.
Okay, we also need to just quickly mention the whole George Snuffleupagus and Sam Bankman-Fried's interview, because apparently the fact that SBF is going and doing all these talk shows and symposiums and whatever is against the advice of his attorneys, right? They are like, please stop talking. And he's like, I would like to talk more. And so
I'd like to talk and have more sex parties. Thank you. Like to keep doing
I'm
that.
Looking
Thank
for
you.
My next polycule.
Right.
So I've got a few clips to share because there were some moments in that interview with George Stephanopoulos that were pretty amazing. The first of which was this clip where it's almost like he's trying to gain some sympathy for having lost so much money personally. But I'll let you decide if that's what he's doing here. Listen.
You also took out a $1 billion loan. What was that for?
That was generally for reinvesting in the company. I was not for, you know, consumption. I, you know, to my knowledge, I have basically nothing left. You know, basically everything I had was invested in the business. I expect I'm going to have nothing at the end of this. I think I had $100,000 left in my bank account last I checked. And I think I have, you know, one credit card working with that right now.
Earlier this summer, you thought you had, what, $32 billion?
Probably 20, but a whole lot more than I do now.
I can't imagine what it feels like to go from $20 billion to $100,000.
Yeah. It's been a really, humbling fall in a lot.
Has it been humbling?
It's hard to pay for all the food for the sex parties with that. It's really tough. So, like, you know what's funny to me is, have you ever noticed, like, the George Stephanopoulos or Snuffleupagus, whatever his name is, he's the guy that all these guilty dudes talk to when their lawyers are like, don't talk. Remember Alec Baldwin?
Yes.
The first guy that he ran to was George Snuffleupagus. He was like,
wait,
I'm going to go.
Was it him? I thought it was Anderson.
No, I think it was George. It was George. It was like, I think he was the first interview he did. And his lawyers were like, don't talk. And Alec Baldwin's like, yeah, I'm going to go talk to him. I'm going to tell him all this stupid crap of stuff that I'm not supposed to say out loud. And then he went and ran to him. And same with this guy. This guy's like, what is it with George Snuffleupagus that they feel like they can go and do interviews with this guy and just tell him all the things?
Maybe George pays well. I don't know.
I don't know. Or he has like a friendly face. He's just like not threatening or something. They go talk to him. But it's just, it's interesting to me that that's the guy that they go talk to at ABC.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then that whole idea like of him, all I have is $100,000 in my bank. Do you know, that is a huge amount of money to a huge number of people.
Yeah.
So for him to be like, woe is me. I mean, that's not a good look.
Especially
good look
for him. Dude, you should be like feeling lucky. Have you looked at yourself?
And he's still got the $40 million mansion in the Bahamas where he is currently living.
I know. The fact that you have $100,000, that's saying something. God bless America. For real. God.
Well, he also talked about the fact that he wished, because George, you know, he pressed him pretty good. Like, how did you not know what was happening? And so, essentially, I think what he's trying to do is say, well, I just didn't pay enough attention. So there's no possible way that I'm going to get in trouble. And that's why I'm free to talk to everybody. Because I just didn't know. I wasn't as engaged as I should have been. I really regret that. So listen to this.
And they didn't approve of it here. They're saying you approved of it.
If you rewind to, you know, the beginning of FTX, where, you know, some customers were, you know, I think in line with sort of existing relationships that they've had, at least in some cases, wiring money straight to Alameda Research in order to trade on FTX.
So you do know, and you did know, that FTX deposits were being funneled to Alameda.
So I was vaguely aware that that was how some wires were being sent in the first place.
Didn't that set off alarm bells in your head?
So there are a lot of people who are involved in that process. And look, I really deeply wish that I had taken, like, a lot more responsibility for understanding what the details were of what was going on there. I knew that legal was involved. I knew that other groups at the company were involved, that, you know, there were agreements drafted up.
But you're ultimately responsible.
And ultimately, absolutely. Like, I should have been on top of this. And I feel really, really bad and regretful that I wasn't. And a lot of people got hurt.
Yeah.
And
he looks really remorseful, doesn't he? I still can't get past the sex parties. Like, who's wanting to have sex with this guy? I can't, you guys.
Well, did you see the girlfriend?
Yeah, I did.
They're literally a cartoon drawing. The two of them together they are a cartoon.
Yeah, but I feel, but there were other people too. Like, are there more that look like both of them? Because it's an assault on my eyes. It's an assault. I feel assaulted. Who can I sue?
You feel personally attacked, and you should.
I do. Both of them. Gross.
Well, Mark Cuban has weighed into this whole debacle.
I can't wait.
And so basically, Mark Cuban essentially said, if I were that guy, I'd be worried about going to jail. And so Stephanopoulos asked him about that.
And a lot of people got hurt. And that's on me.
Here's what Mark Cuban has to say about that.
Yep.
He said, if I were him, I'd be afraid of going to jail for a long time.
At the end of the day, you know, it's not my call what happens, and the world will judge me as it will.
Are you worried about going to jail?
There are a lot of things that are worrying me right now. And, you know, as best as possible, I'm trying to focus on what I can do going forward to be helpful and, you know, let whatever, you know, regulatory and legal processes are happening play out as they will.
I do.
He's not worried. So, he's not worried at all about going to jail.
He doesn't seem all that worried to me.
He's not worried because he's got friends in high places, you know, and he put a lot of Democrats in office. He's not worried at all. Look at him. He's not worried. He's like, I just want to get back to eating Cheetos and having sex. Not worried at all. Not worried, George. You want to come? You want to come? Come on, let's go.
You and Schmoopy?
You and Seinfeld Schmoopy? You want to come to one of my parties? Come on.
You guys know that, right? Like, you know that George Stephanopoulos is married to Schmoopy from Seinfeld. Did you know that?
You know that? It's your trivia for the day. God, these people. They're all insufferable. He is just insufferable. Everybody today is a whack job. Everybody talks about. It's like, I'm going to need the weekend just to get over it. I can't. I need to decompress from all the whack.
Well, there was an interesting moment in my household last night where my husband defended Kamala Harris. And so
what's happening?
Well, it was a weird moment, but and I'm going to show you the reason that he defended her. But first, because I have two Kamala clips to play, they're both from Tucker. One is from a few weeks ago, and I just never got around to playing it. But it's just, I don't know what's so funny to me about it, but it's when she was, I don't know, in Thailand or somewhere, and there's all these fishermen walking past her with the baskets of fish on their heads. You remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's like, hello, 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 hello. So there's that. So first I have to play that just to like set the stage. Okay. So here's that.
Okay.
What do you say we check in with our border czar, shall we? Who it turns out is nowhere near our border. Instead, Kamala Harris is overseas. Yesterday she was spotted in a fishing village in the Philippines looking at fish.
Hello, thank you. Hello, ma'am.
That's like a perfect job for her. You know, sometimes it takes until midlife to find the thing that you really were born to do. Staring at fish in a foreign country. Hello, hello. Perfect for her.
Okay, so there was that, right? Like from a few weeks
ago. Your
husband,
he didn't defend that, right?
No, he did not defend that.
Okay.
But then, so yesterday, I don't know where she was, it doesn't matter, but there were like some girls in costumes dancing for her. Mm-hmm. So you saw this. So Tucker like made huge fun of her again, because this is Tucker's thing. But if you watch the clip, so my husband was like, I mean, mean, I kind of feel bad because, like, what was she supposed to say or do in that situation? She's got these girls that are performing for her. She basically acted like anybody else would in that situation. So he felt like Tucker was being a little hard on her last night. So I'm going to let you guys see for yourself and decide and listen to Tucker because he goes hard.
Point, you may have concluded, and this was not our intention, we're just reporting the facts here, but you may have decided, based on the evidence, that a lot of the people who run your government under Joe Biden are stupid and silly and have weird personal lives. And of course, that's true, but it's not the whole story. A lot of them are also megalomaniacs who have no idea how stupid and silly they are. So for government employees in that category, Kamala Harris will always be an inspiration. Living proof that inflated self-esteem and an affair with Willie Brown can literally catapult you to the top. And the trick here is endurance. No matter how embarrassing you may be, you just keep going. That's the lesson of Kamala. And here she is in the Philippines just last week, proving it.
You can keep dancing. Show me the dance.
Show me the dance.
Dance, peasants, dance! Dance for me, show me the dance. It works. That's the vice president of the United States commanding peasants to dance for her.
So what are your thoughts?
I mean, my thoughts are she shouldn't even be there. She should be at the border.
Well,
those are my thoughts. I think being in the Philippines is just dumb. She shouldn't be there watching little girls dance. She shouldn't be looking at fish at all. She shouldn't
The administration thinks that it's better to just keep her to these menial sort of showy tasks versus trying to do something that could be dangerous for the world.
Okay. Well, I don't know what else. Seriously, she should be doing something of substance. That's what she should be doing. So I think he makes fun of her because of reasons like that.
Right.
I mean, if she is completely unqualified to be vice president, I think there's no more evidence than what we saw in those clips. That proves it. I mean, it's anybody can do what she did.
Right.
You can take somebody who is, you know, just in a small town somewhere and have them do what she just did. I mean, seriously.
But I think he was trying to make it sound like she was commanding the peasants to dance for her. And I don't think that that's what she was doing. I think she was trying to be polite to the girls. You know what I mean? She's awkward as hell, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think in that moment, she was just trying to be nice. I don't like defending her. And I'm just saying that's all.
Okay.
So my husband's just like, that's right.
I mean, okay. Just tell Ron that her ass should be at the border. That's where she should be.
Amy Jo says her ass should be at the border.
Yeah.
I think he's gone. I have a treat for everybody today because I was going to remind everyone that there's a 50% off sale site-wide at omahasteaks.com. But I thought, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to show everybody what one of the caramel apple tartlets looks like.
So good.
They come in a box. I think they either 4 or 6, or I think you can even get bigger boxes of them. But I know we keep talking about them. And my favorite thing about them is that I thought when I first started getting them that you had to put them in the oven and like bake them for a while. But then I found out you can just throw them in a microwave for like a minute and a half. You guys, they come individually wrapped.
It changed your life.
It changed my life. And you can see like the little, what do they call those giant sugar crystals?
Yes.
Oh my God.
You're making me hungry. Like I'm like Homer Simpson with like this roll hanging out.
That's so freaking good. And I know it's not like a good breakfast food, like a healthy breakfast food.
Why not? Why is it not? There's apples in there.
I'm still going to eat it.
It's like fruit. You're eating fruit for breakfast. What? What's wrong with
that? That's a good point. That's a very, very good point.
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah, it is.
And I am. I'm going to have that for breakfast because it tastes like a breakfast food to me. So if you love caramel apple tartlets, or if you just love a great steak and potatoes, chicken and potatoes kind of dinner, and who doesn't, or pork chops, or dogs, brats, whatever. You can get all of those things 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com. And then you get 30 extra more dollars off when you use code CHICKS at the checkout. Okay. Anyway, it is time for your whack. Do I need to show anything?
I guess you can, because it is kind of, it's kind of horrifying. I think there's some pictures in there. I don't have the story in front of me, so I'll do the best I can because I read a lot about it last night. Basically, in China, what they're doing now, because China is completely whack, is they're doing pig farms in skyscrapers now.
This seems bad.
Yeah, it's nasty, you guys. As you know, as somebody who's around a lot of farms and ranches, because there's such an insatiable desire for pork in China, instead of having actual farms, which, you know, that's normal. That's what you do in agriculture. They're creating like this 26-story, it's a skyscraper, and they shove a bunch of pigs in there. And they do, now they're doing these skyscraper farms. And you can only imagine, I mean, anybody who, pigs are smelly. Anybody who's ever done like pig farming knows that pig farm, I mean, pigs in a skyscraper and them crapping all over the place and peeing all over the place. I mean, you can only imagine what that's like inside of a building trying to get rid of the waste and being the people that go in there. And they say that they say it's a good idea on the disease control front. You think, Tom?
Well, but that's what they're trying to say. But then there's naysayers, critics who are saying this is going to increase the risk of animal disease outbreaks.
Right.
Which terrifies me from just a China and virus perspective, because this seems like this is just ripe for more crap to take hold of the world. Yeah.
And
you know what I mean?
The person that started this, the individuals that started this skyscraper, they were in the concrete business before they did this. So I feel like it's not going to work really well. And they said that somebody said pigs need mud. Pigs need to be, animals need nature. They need to be outside. Like, I have a huge problem with this. When you're in they're on a concrete floor. Like, if you see the inside of it, I think you can scroll down and see the actual inside of it. You can see what they're in. That's what they're in. Yeah, I have a huge problem with this, you guys. Yeah, of course. God. Free range is not their thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Free the pigs.
Yikes.
Right.
Oh my God.
It's gross. That's whack. It's freaking China, man. Gross.
Seriously, everything about China is freaking whack.
I would not eat that meat. I'd rather eat like the fake meat than eat that, or just like eat a salad because that's gross. Anyway, icky. Okay, you guys, bring it in. Everybody bring it in. It's Friday. It's going to be the most fantastic weekend. We all have to decompress from the crazy.
Somebody just sent $5. I said motion sensor spout for Daisy.
Thank you.
Wait, who was that? Big guy's wifey.
Big guy's wifey. Thank you, big guy's wifey. I'm going to start saving up because I really do need one of those, because we just put a regular old faucet in our house because we're very basic here. And so, yeah, I need to save up for one of those.
You got to do it.
Yes.
And I bet they're not even all that expensive. It's probably pretty easy technology.
You have just a stainless steel, like I say, it's a farmhouse. It's a big sink in the kitchen, but I need to get one of those. Yeah, I need to get one of those because I think he would use it. We could teach him.
Oh, my God,
it would
be perfect.
Oh, my God.
And you wouldn't even have to teach him. Literally, he would put his snout there.
Because he does.
Boom, he'd get water.
He puts it out there and then he kicks the cabinet. This is what he does.
Such a jerk.
You guys. You guys have the best weekend ever. We will talk to you on Monday.
Bye,
bye everybody.
2024. Democrats seem to be rallying around Joe Biden for 2024. Kevin McCarthy might not have the votes to become Speaker next month, and Never Trumpers move the goalposts again. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Join us. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.